I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from the heart of downtown San Francisco at the Hilton Union Square.
Frank Manchin, Area Director of Sales and Marketing for the Hilton San Francisco Union Square and the Park 55.
Tell us about California Road Trip and how it came about.
California has so much to offer. You know, whether you look at Northern California with wine tasting or just, you know, the restaurants in San Francisco to, you know, you got Santa Barbara, you got the LA, you got down in San Diego. So whether you're into surfing or food and wine or culture or Disneyland, we have it all.
For the vacation or somebody coming from Europe, from France, England, it really is an iconic, classic itinerary. You meet people all the time. Oh, we flew into Santa Barbara, we flew into San Diego or San Francisco, and then rented a car and went up or down the coast. It's textbook.
Absolutely. I mean, that's really where the package came from. We looked at San Diego, we looked at Anaheim, Santa Barbara, and San Francisco, and said, what if we created a package that was flexible for guests to stay in San Francisco and Santa Barbara, or all of the cities, or just San Diego and Santa Barbara, and customize those to the cities and areas that they are in. So in San Francisco, we created a package, and truly it's centered around the city pass that will give our guests the opportunity to zip around in San Francisco, whether it's Muni or the cable cars. You get discounts in various museums. You know, that's how we came up with our package.
And that really seems central to enticing people to follow the California Road Trip. Because at each property up and down the coast, I understand you'll have that similar added value.
Absolutely. The package truly does have added value at every single one of these properties.
What would be some of the inducing items that somebody might find?
Well, we all travel with one or two or three devices these days, so complimentary Wi-Fi, I think, is definitely is worth it. There's a $25 daily food and beverage credit here at the Hilton San Francisco, complimentary fitness center access, and then you get a free road kit that is a little backpack where you can do water bottles and snacks.
Talk to us about some of the other properties. Let's say somebody flies into San Francisco, and this is their first stop. We're here at San Francisco, we're staying at the Hilton, we've done our road trip here, and we're ready to hit the road southbound. Where do we go from here?
From here, you know, you head to Santa Barbara, and Santa Barbara truly is, it's a Doubletree Fest Parker in the heart of Santa Barbara.
I know that property. That's right across the street from the beach, and there's that long esplanade there. It's a beautiful, beautiful setting.
It's a great setting. You're absolutely correct. The beach is incredible, and the esplanade often has, you know, art displays, mostly on weekends.
It's almost next door to the zoo. I know it's totally walkable.
They actually do have zoo feedings as well. So you're spot on there too. They are pretty close to the Funk Zone, which is a former industrial area, and it's been revitalized. That's a must stop as well for restaurants and art galleries and craft breweries. So, you know, Santa Barbara definitely is a must stop in my opinion, heading south from San Francisco.
Without even leaving the waterfront area, I mean, you could just walk down to Stearns Wharf. All the dining options right there are incredible. You know, I could see myself hunkering in for 3-4 days.
You're absolutely right. And then from Santa Barbara, I would, Anaheim with Disneyland, I think is a must stop if you haven't experienced it. And now Hilton Anaheim, again, is in a great location to take advantage of it. If Disneyland is maybe not on your agenda or you've done it before, they do have daily shuttles to world-class beaches like Newport Beach as well as Laguna Beach. So Anaheim is definitely something that I would stop at as well.
Tell us about some of the specifics about staying in Anaheim and value added.
You know, Hilton Anaheim, Anaheim being a family destination, they actually have for the summer, it's a hashtag. So it's hashtag random acts of summer. And it's pretty cool for families. You can do whether it's hula hoop contests or limbo rock or, you know, build a hot dog and ice cream carts. It's something for the family. They should take advantage of it.
Heading down the coast, what's our next stop?
La Jolla Torrey Pines, known for Torrey Pines Golf Course. The Hilton La Jolla Torrey Pines sits right on the golf course, so the views from the guest rooms all have a golf view. Stunning setting. You know, whether you're into golf or not, it's a must stop.
I've traveled the California coast the entire length numerous times, and that is one of the most memorable locations on the entire California coast. absolutely stunning.
It's absolutely beautiful. And you can actually hike in the Torrey Pines State Natural Reserve. So again, you know, if golf is not your thing, or if it is and you just like to watch or play, they definitely have a great hiking option. And it's a great way to see the California coast and really experience it.
And it's not too far down the road to get to San Diego from there.
Right, and actually just south of the property is the Del Mar Racetrack. So if the horses are running, I would definitely stop there too on your way to San Diego.
When you hit San Diego, that is its own world and an own destination. Where would you stay there?
I would stay at the Hilton San Diego Bayfront. It's right on the bay. Across the street is the Gaslamp District. So, you know, great restaurants, microbrews, some theaters as well, and shopping is there too. It's a great way to end the road trip.
A lot of people I know, they do a return trip. They'll come back up the coast. So let's say they come back to San Francisco, and they're going to spend that one last night in San Francisco downtown, and say they chose the Hilton Union Square. Talk to us about some of the details here.
The Hilton San Francisco Union Square truly has one of the best locations in the city. We're two blocks away from Union Square. We're a block away from Westfield Mall with 175 shops. The hotel itself, we have six restaurants and lounges, and we're actually sitting in Cityscape today on the 46th floor of the hotel with panoramic views of the Bay Area, really. And it's a great way for you to kind of get a lay of the land. From here, you'll see Union Square, Alcatraz, Coy Tower. You will see Marin. On a good day, you will see Mount Diablo on the East Bay, as well as the Pacific Ocean. And not to forget, you get a complete view of the Golden Gate Bridge, which in San Francisco, you will not get anywhere else.
It's fascinating up here. I can't think of quite another place in San Francisco that's as panoramic as this. I mean, I love the Top of the Mark. Absolutely a must-do. But it's a little more intimate. There's something about the palatialness in that panoramic, high, tall glass windows. It's just enchanting. When people come up here, is it primarily for sunset drinks, or can you have a dinner here or snacks? What happens up here?
So it opens every night at 4:30 p.m., and it's got a great wine program, great cocktail program, and obviously your local beers. It's accompanied by a menu of small plates. Most of them are shareables. And, you know, besides the view, the food and beverage is definitely something you should take advantage of. So at 4:30 p.m., and depending on the time of year, in summertime, you know, your sunset's around 8:30. In the wintertime, it's around 4:30. But it's a must-see. So it's a cocktail before you go out for dinner, watch the sunset, and it's a nightcap when you come back into the hotel.
I imagine that this place would be super popular with those who are not guests of the Hilton Hotel, those who happen to be staying somewhere in the city and they hear about the myth, legend, and lore.
Absolutely, and rightfully as well. It's again, it's a great spot to have a cocktail, to kind of get the lay of the land in San Francisco. It's open to the public. It's one of our favorites for our local community that live in San Francisco or in the Bay Area. So when they have visitors that, you know, visit them in San Francisco, many of them will bring them up to Cityscape, have a cocktail, you know, a small plate, and kind of give them the lay of the land again, showing Alcatraz, Union Square.
I had no clue that you have six restaurant venues within this one hotel. Did I hear that right?
You absolutely did hear that right, and it's unique to have that many restaurant and lounge options in a hotel that sits in the city center. So between Cityscape, which we talked about, which is our kind of our destination lounge, we also have Urban Tavern, which is open for dinner, a gastro pub with, you know, San Francisco twist, open to the public every night. We have Poached, which serves our breakfast. We have our Urban Kitchen, which is a grab-and-go coffee bar with a local marketplace. But I'd also be remiss in not mentioning our sister hotel across the street, the Park 55, a Hilton hotel in San Francisco. A little bit more of a boutique-y feel to it. Has King Cow, which is a Michelin one-star Thai restaurant in San Francisco. It's open for lunch and dinner and is a must-stop. And again, it's just across the street from the Hilton San Francisco Union Square. So between the two hotels, we cover two city blocks, and we actually have eight restaurants and lounges.
That's incredible. I bet there are people that don't even know that Urban Tavern is within the umbrella of the Hilton. It has its street front facing, and you could just see it as being its little local diner.
And, you know, it was designed that way. We compete with many great establishments in San Francisco, and it was key to create Urban Tavern as a freestanding restaurant rather than a restaurant that sits in the hotel. You know, nowadays when we travel or if you're local, the last thing you want to do is potentially eat in a hotel. So having Urban Tavern with a Main Street access on O'Farrell Street, you know, a freestanding restaurant with a great chef and a great menu and a great bar scene is pretty cool.
For myself, one of the reasons I love this hotel in this area is pure and simple location. I mean, yesterday I walked to the Ferry Building and down the Embarcadero before a meeting. That's pretty cool. It's so doable. I could probably, looking out, I could walk to almost anywhere in San Francisco from this hotel. And you're right in the heart of downtown.
Absolutely. And, you know, whether it's the Curran Theater or a number of theaters within a five-block radius, you can totally take advantage of it. Our concierge can help you with tickets. You have the symphony and the opera, which, you know, again, are just a couple of blocks away, and a number of phenomenal museums that are within walking distance or short taxi right away, whether it's the SF MoMA that just reopened or Academy of Sciences. You know, 2 days or 3 days in San Francisco is not enough. It's either a couple of days, a couple of trips, or make it a week long.
Well, I parked my car in your garage when I arrived here, and I don't want to see it until I leave.
It's a good idea. It's a walking city.
Frank, thank you so much. What a pleasure to visit with you.
Thank you.
For further information, if somebody wanted to learn more, do you have a website?
We do have a website for the California Road Trip, and it is simply HiltonRoadTrip.com.
Excellent. Thanks again. I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from the heart of downtown San Francisco, the Hilton, San Francisco Union Square.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.